Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey everybody, decided to do the show a little bit early. Let's get into it, shall we? Oh, let's start with Final Battle. It was December 11th at Baltimore, Maryland, once again. And the Cheapskate, the Cheapskate Employer Insurance Arena in Baltimore, Maryland. And it was, I heard, pretty good. The matches on the card, check this out. The Righteous, Vincent, Bateman, and Dutch. If it is Shane Taylor Promotions, Khan, I think that's how you say it, Moses and O'Shea Edwards. And a six-man tag match for the ROH Six-Man Tag Team Championship. I'm not familiar with Ring of Honor, so in all these years, so I might butcher some of these names. Miranda Elise and the Allure, defeated Chelsea Green and the Hex, a six-woman tag team match. PJ Black, Flip Gordon, Brian Menowitz, I can't pronounce it, I'm going to say Brian. Beer City Bruiser. A world famous CB. Why he look familiar? That dude look real familiar. Let's see who this guy is here. Brandel Littlejohn. Why you look familiar, Brandel? I've seen you before somewhere. Brandel Littlejohn, CB, Cheeseburger. What wrestler name sells cheeseburger, first of all? That's messed up. Anyway. You know what? I'm going to buy your real name, Brandel Littlejohn. Who? Y'all, some people should not pick their own name. I'm just saying. That's my personal opinion about that. They defeated SLG, Sledge, Maxxion Palor, Dynamic Felima. David Byrd can pronounce these people more than me. In a 10-man tag match, Dragon Lee defeated Ray Horace. Ray Titus defeated Silas Young and Joe Hendry. I need to pay more attention to Ring of Honor, but they might have got a business anyway. I can't pronounce some of these people here. But it was a four-corner survivor match, fatal four-way. Of the Ring of Honor Television Championship. I guess. I don't know. Yeah, that's right. Fatal 4-Way. Excuse my alarm there. I'm recording on my phone. So y'all excuse my alarm. Shane Taylor defeated Kenny King to be your in a Fight Without Honor match. Interesting. Roxy against Willow Nightingale for the ROH Women's Championship. Know what? I'm not going to mention all these people. You know who they are. The Briscoe Brothers against OGK for the World Tag Team Championship. And your main event, John Grisham defeated Jay Lethal for the vacant Ring of Honor Championship. I don't know why, because you're about to go out of business anyway, and they claim they're going to revive it in April 22, 2022. I'm not sure about that, but hey, man, if they do, I hope they bring the fire. Other than that, if you're going to go out of business, why have a championship? I never understood why you have a championship match on your last day of production. If you're a company going out of business, why have a championship match when all the next morning you go turn the championship back to headquarters? I don't get that. WCW did that. The last Nitro, they had a Night of Champions match. All titles were on the line that night. Why do that when all you're going to do is turn, is send the championship belts back the next morning? That make no sense. But in the meantime, what does make sense, AEW will be in the Curtis Kurtwell Arena at $49.99, Namath Forest Boulevard in Garland, Texas, for Dynamite. You know what time it is on Wednesday night? Dynamite, AEW, All Elite Wrestling, Curtis Kurtwell Arena in Garland, Texas, at $49.99, Namath Forest Boulevard in Garland, Texas. And then, of course, day one, January 1st, 2022, at the State Farm Arena. And so far on the card, we got Big E, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and Bobby Lashley. Fatal 4-Way match for the WWE Championship. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. The Usos, The New Day, Tag Team Championship for SmackDown. Edge and The Miz. By the way, that slap that Maryse gave The Miz, well deserved. Y'all married couple now. You got two kids now. You can't pull up the risky stuff like you did last time. Basically happened, Edge is going to spear the hell out of The Miz with the spear. The Miz pulled his wife from Maryse in front of him like a shield. That's bad, bro. Y'all getting older. You got kids now. When y'all were younger, you could pull that off. Your parents now, you got kids. You got a lot at stake. You can't risk getting injured anytime soon. So, yeah, she deserved that slap. Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan, but Liv Morgan, that elbow, the arm, whatever it is, she got to get that taken care of by January 1st. And hopefully, the Royal Rumble will be awesome. I'm still going with my pick. I'm still picking Brock Lesnar as the to win it all. I'm about to say win all the GOAT. To win it all at the Royal Rumble match. Brock Lesnar is my pick. I know it's far off. I might be dead wrong about it. But then again, there's a 2% chance I might be right. And if you're a betting man, you're a betting girl, you like to put it all on the line, DraftKings.com. Search WWE, the day of the Royal Rumble. Put your bets in. And if you're correct, you get some cash. I'm not going to do that. But if you want to do that, DraftKings.com. Put your bets in and get some cash if you're right. We'll see at the Royal Rumble. It's January 29th. Dr. King's birthday, by the way. That's a Saturday. Dr. King's birthday, January 29th, at the Dome in St. Louis, Missouri. Randy Orton's hometown. And I might be choosing the obvious, stating the obvious, but they might be going towards the hometown boy, Randy Orton. He is in St. Louis, Missouri. It's his hometown. They've done that before. I'm just saying. They chose the hometown boy before. I'm just putting it out there. Today's episode brought to you by Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. BackupDeliveriesandMore.com. If you have a CDL license, you can drive trucks. Let them know that and you can get paid. BackupDeliveriesandMore.com. They put the D in delivery. What happens if you have a... Let's say you're a celebrity, you have a concert, and you must renew your vows with your husband, also a celebrity, obviously. But the problem is, he cheats on you. And you have a concert, thousands upon thousands of people there, 20 million people watching online, watching on television, all that crap. And you left with nothing. What do you do? Check this out.
Your tour is something you will not want to miss. In 36 hours, superstar Kat Valdez and Grammy-winning Bashlyn will perform their new song, Marry Me, and Exchange Vows in front of a streaming audience of 20 million people.
Shit, you know.
I'll be the one in the veil.
Charlie, this is once in a lifetime.
I've got my daughter tonight.
Good, I've got 3 tickets for tonight. Bring her.
Dad, you haven't had any fun since Mom left. Just say yes.
What am I doing here?
Okay, let's go. We only have 5 minutes.
What's everybody looking at?
Nothing. Give me your phone.
Kat Valdez's husband-to-be, Bastion, are cheating with her assistant.
Hold this. I'm told that 20 million people are supposed to watch as we take our vows. They say if you want something different, you have to do something different. Why not? Yes. I'll marry you. You.
Go! Go! Go!
Do you, some guy, take Kat to be a lawfully wedded wife?
Okay.
That was crazy.
Kat Valdez left the guy from the concert, then also married her Uber driver.
It's an insane situation. I say we offer $5,000 and bet it all blow over.
Or I can stay married to him.
Huh? I started something last night, and if I don't finish it, I'll look crazy.
We gotta get out in front of this.
Hi.
You.
It's 3 months. I don't even know her.
We both did this. So whether we like it or not, we're in this together.
We have to embrace the spontaneity of the moment.
I don't want to be the punchline.
What do I do?
Just stand and smile.
This is the most unbelievable thing that could ever happen in life.
Right now, 237,000 people are like, he looks like he's in math club.
I am in a math club.
Hanging with you guys today, I don't know, it made me feel kind of normal.
Come with me to the fall swimming formal.
Are you asking me to the school dance?
Well, I could leave a note in your locker. Call me if you're lonely. Hello?
Are you afraid you'll fall back in love with Bastion and Duncan? I'd be afraid of that too.
We don't need to pretend. I don't fit. Is this smart?
I think we left smart 6 weeks ago.
I was on my way to you.
Who do you think you are, man? Some fan?
No, I'm not a fan. Just, well, I mean, I am now.
Check it out in theaters February 11th. Wouldn't it be cool if it came out on Valentine's Day? That's cool. Featuring Jennifer Lopez, the star and everything. You'll see when you get there. February 11th. And by the way, y'all, if you are part of a Cinemark movie theater, let me tell you something. Use your points, man. Save a whole lot of money. I'm just saying. You can save a lot of money. Want to spend $20 at the movie theater, then another $20 of popcorn, all that stuff. Use your points if you're a part of the membership club, and you're good to go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be it for today. I'm going to leave it with David Burton for Thursday, hopefully. And we'll have a good time. We'll ramble. We'll rant. We might have technical difficulties here and there. If I can get my brother Greg on the show, we had a perfect show last time he was here. And I recorded this on my phone. And I posted the episode. I have it in my draft, and I listened to it, and I didn't hear a thing. I found out because he was on the phone while I was doing this show on my phone as well. That's why you couldn't hear nothing. So I'm going to get Greg on the show at some point, and we're going to start do all that again. We're going to have a good time. We might have technical difficulties here and there, but your support helps us keep this thing rolling, keep it smooth. You can support us in 3 ways. Cash App, PayPal, WrestleTracksAtGmail.com. Or if you want to support on the website itself, anchor.fm/WrestleTracks, click on the support page, 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. Cash App, you get Cash App sign, WrestleTracksAtGmail.com, and PayPal, WrestleTracksAtGmail.com. Those are the ways you can financially support us if you want to. If not, that's cool. And by the way, speaking, I might do a little hookup, monthly hookup for this year. Every year we do a hook, every month we do a hookup for you. You can save money at WrestleTracks.com. By the way, that link, WrestleTracks.com, may be good for this year. I may renew it. I may not renew it. If we do, you can still save. So we're going to get, I'll come up with a code by next week. And of course, we're going to have our annual best matches of the year countdown that we do every year. And I would like to know what your best matches, what you think the best matches of 2021. And of course, any company, WWE, New Japan, Ring of Honor, AEW, MLW, AAA. If I can't pronounce some of these names, forgive me. But any wrestling company in the world, it can be anywhere in the world, any wrestling company, and it has to happen in this year, 2021. We'll accept hundreds of stuff. Make a list if you want to. We'll accept 100 of them. We'll break it down to 50, break it down to 20, break it down to 10. Okay, my math is horrible. But the reason why we can only do top 10, because for the sake of time, okay? So, for the sake of time, we'll break that down to 10. 10 best matches of 2021. Whatever they are to you. Send it to us at Gmail, WrestlingTracks@gmail.com. DM us on Twitter, at WrestlingTracks, or Facebook.com/WrestlingTracks, or post in the comments your favorite matches of the year, and we'll talk about it on the show. We'll go down from 10 to 2, leave a space for number 1, and the best match for the last show on that list will be declared the match of the year. Okay? Every year, we do it out. Some people like it, some people don't. Hey, it's my show, I do what I want. But in the meantime, we'll see you guys in Thursday with David Burton. I might get Greg McCray here with me and have a great time. Have a good night. Happy Hanukkah, or happy belated Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you're celebrating, be safe. And we'll see you next time. If you don't hear us from a hope for a while, Happy New Year to you. If you don't hear from us for quite some time, we'll see you next time, everybody. See ya.